Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's an internet ritual that supposedly lets you reach another world using nothing but an elevator. The rules are simple. You have to be alone, you have to press the right floors, in the right order, and if someone gets in with you, you're not supposed to look at them. Because according to the ritual, if everything goes right, the elevator may take you somewhere it was never supposed to go. Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets the macabre with your favorite Deadly Mary duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Ale. I'm Tom.
Your guides to the strange, the sinister, and the spooky, where I tell the stories and he gets dragged along
for the ride.
Are you ready for another spooky ride?
I am.
You were all like, oh my God.
Ying-ing-ing-ing-ing-ing-ing.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a. All right. We're going to play the Imagine game.
Imagine all the people.
Tom, everyone, I want you to imagine something for me, okay? It's late at night. You walk into a building that's at least 10 stories tall, and you step into the elevator.
Oh, God, am I going to the back rooms?
But you are completely alone.
Mm-hmm.
You've got nobody with you.
Yep.
The doors close. And instead of pressing the floor you actually want to go to, you start pressing buttons in a very specific order.
I'm sorry, what?
You're going up, down, up, and every time the doors open, you stay inside. When the fourth floor opens, nothing. Second, nothing. You keep going.
I think I'm going to take a sinister episode next.
Tom's like, cut the show.
I made a terrible decision choosing to go after the spooky again.
Well, because according to an internet ritual known as the elevator game, if you visit the right floors in the right order, something is eventually supposed to happen. Now, have you ever heard of the elevator game?
I've never heard of the shit. And I was the kid that used to try to talk to Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah. Bloody Mary has no skin in the games with the elevator game.
Oh, so this is even worse than that?
Yeah, this is even worse
than
that. Oh,
that's great.
I think it really depends on how you view it, because some people may find Bloody Mary absolutely terrifying. And maybe they may find this not so terrifying.
I find La Llorona more terrifying than I find Bloody Mary.
Facts. No, me too. Me too.
But I think that's Hispanic folklore and like creepy, spooky shit.
Oh my God, that's creepy as hell. No, it's so spooky. I know, seriously. Well, get ready.
All right, so what the fuck is going on?
Okay, so if you visit the right floors in the right order, something is eventually supposed to happen. And the goal of the game isn't to summon a ghost or talk to the dead. It's supposedly to take you somewhere else.
Barbara, I already know you're going to be sending us a DM about you've done this shit or something.
It supposedly sends you to another world. So legend says that it's a place that looks similar to ours, but where you may be the only person there.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start this ritual, there are rules that you have to follow very carefully, because at one point during the game, the elevator doors may open and there's going to be a woman that has to stay and step inside with you. Once you're at that point during the game, the elevator doors may open, but you cannot look at her, you cannot speak to her, or you cannot answer her. You have to completely ignore.
Yo, I'd fail so fast.
Woman.
I'd be like, hey, how's your day? Ah, shit.
Fuck. And according to the instructions that have circulated online for years, she's not a human. We don't know what she is.
Okay, but no one's
ever looked at her.
Then how do we know it's even a woman?
because it looks like a woman. You so reports say she's got long hair, so it's like you can kind of make out that it's a woman. But who knows? Who knows? So naturally, I thought that we would learn how to play the game today.
Fuck no.
We're going to learn how to play it. And then when we go to the hotel next weekend.
No, absolutely not.
No, we're not doing this. Don't worry. We're not doing this. Are you kidding me? I would never do this. I would never do this.
I don't know. Sometimes you're crazy. Yo, I'm sorry. I know I'm never supposed to call Latina crazy, but shit, dude. Yo, there's times that you're like, you know what we should do? Go to the Ouija board museum.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Which I will say, that was actually really fascinating.
It was actually very fascinating.
It actually used to be a childhood game, guys. Yeah. It was never actually this spooky thing. Or no, it wasn't a childhood game. It was originally started to help with decoding messages.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. And it's just... You learned that and then how they started marketing it. And then it used to be a party game too that everybody would do.
Is it Mattel? Yeah. Whatever. One of the big game makers is who bought it and then started marketing it the way it's marketed now.
Yeah.
But it never was what it is now.
But Tom literally was like...
Yo, I was...
Isn't that where you guys sat down at
that chair? Yes, we sat in a haunted chair.
Yeah, you and my brother. Remember,
okay, so...
And Lothar, yeah.
Our my brother-in-law... was going through a tough time at that moment. And yeah,
he had cancer.
He had nothing. He goes, I got nothing else to lose. He sat in it. And before he and I sat in it, there was another couple. And they had sat in it. And they were like, oh my God, I feel so much.
Yeah, you're supposed to feel lightheaded. And you feel like there's weight on you.
He and I are the least serious people ever. I sat in it and I was like, feels like a nice comfortable chair. And then he sits in it. And all of a sudden he was like, ah!
Yeah, he freaked them the hell out. Yeah.
He was like, they're hurting me. And the couple was like, and then he was like, I'm just kidding. I'm fine.
Yeah. Nothing happened. Yeah. That was so funny. But we learned so much. We learned so much. Yeah. We learned so much. I'm going to walk us through the entire ritual.
Oh, great.
Okay, what supposedly happens if it works, what people online claim happened when they tried it.
Okay, are you going to have rules around it too that you're going to talk about? Because I already have a question like, well, can I do it with somebody else?
So there are, there's rules. Okay, there's different rules that have kind of adapted over the years. But the main rule that I saw, like the traditional way to do this is to do it by yourself. But there are people that do it with friends or, you know, more people.
And let me guess, all those are the ones that never experience anything.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
All right, let's jump in.
Let's see.
I'm thrilled.
Well, yeah, obviously, but we're going to talk about the rules, and we're also going to talk about how the hell this ritual and this game even started.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, that's a great question.
Yeah, you're like, actually, I'm dying to know.
Let's take it back.
Which, you know what's funny? There are a lot of different rituals and games. Did you know that? Of like, you know, like Bloody Mary, you've got the elevator game. Yes.
Because everybody, for some reason, loves to just come up with some stupid shit.
Yeah, like, hey,
that just so happens.
It's dark. Let's get
open,
scared.
Like, a portal to hell.
Yeah, right. Not literally.
Prime
exactly.
Example. Ouija boards. Yeah. Like, the hell?
You know what it reminds me of, too? The movie Talk to Me?
No.
Yo, that shit was scary.
If you guys haven't seen that, holy shit.
That shit. And you know what? I watched it again like a little while ago because I was in the spooky mood. And dude, I was like, ooh, this movie
Talk to
so
me,
gothic.
Obsessed.
Yeah. No.
Or Obsession.
Obsession. Yeah.
By the way, Obsession, great movie. Yes. Go check out Brandon's podcast if
terrific,
you haven't.
Terrific podcast. We just did a collab with them and we talked all things One Wish Willow and Obsession. It was chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Yes. So that's exactly what I was thinking, right?
How is it that something... how does somebody just come across an elevator and go, you know what? If I go to this floor, then this floor, then this floor, all of a sudden it opened this portal. Like, are they fucking Buddy the Elf or some shit? Just clicking random ass buttons?
Right, exactly. No, yeah, it's true. Yeah, because to me, I'm immediately like, the hell? Like,
what do you... Also, how tall of a building am I going to need?
Okay, here we go. Let me answer all your questions here, because when I looked up the elevator game for today, you'll see it. It's actually described almost everywhere as a Korean urban legend, mm-hmm. but apparently that's not the full story. The earliest version that seems to have been able to be traced back online actually appeared in Japan.
So, of course. If you watch Noob's Top like, 5, all the scariest videos are Japan.
Always coming over there.
Followed by Spain or Latin
like
America.
Like different, literally. So
the U.S. is last, I'll just be honest.
On November 22nd of 2008, someone posted instructions to this very old, in this very old Japanese message board called 2Channel. Have you ever heard of it?
2Channel?
Yeah. So it's an anonymous text-based like bulletin board system, mm-hmm. and the creative of 2Channel is also the owner of 4chan.
Okay, I know 4chan, yeah. Don't know 2Channel.
Okay, so there's a lot of...
Is it just in half?
What?
Is it just 4chan, but half of 4chan?
I love how you cracked up at that.
Oh, I'm so ready to be a dad, guys.
Yeah, your dad jokes. That's actually really funny. So the other thing too, for those of you who don't know what 4chan is, it's also another online message board, but it's more of like an image based
like
bulletin
board, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know exactly like all the tweaks and
yeah
computer talk and all that. I'm not entirely sure.
It's a like very anonymous, no?
Right. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Well, yes. Actually, yeah. It lets you do it images anonymously. You see, if you say anonymous, but damn, then you say encrypted.
Encrypted. In other words, nobody can trace shit back to
me. No, yeah. That's great. I'm going to add that too. Because you said encrypted, like that computer lingo.
Encrypted just means
mumbo
like
jumbo.
All the, there's a lot of details encrypted. They're locked. They're hidden.
Gotcha. No, I got it. But if you guys have never heard of 4chan, there were some crazy ass stories.
Lots
on
of crazies.
That. Oh my God. The spookiest stories too. It kind of gives me Craigslist.
That's
but,
where a lot of, there's a lot of stories that get leaked onto 4chan. Not even leaked, but brought from like Onion, which is.
Oh my God. There's another one, right?
Onion. No, Onion is the web server for the dark web.
Oh,
Hold on. Am I saying that
right? Okay. Maybe we don't need to teach that though.
Yeah, so Onion's the dark web side of, like, everything. That's the URL. But there's a lot of stuff that gets leaked onto 4chan.
Yeah.
Different. That's where a lot of them will talk on 4chan.
Right.
Because you can more easily access that. And then they'll tell you how to access the different websites on the dark web from there.
That's so fucking... And it's just
4chan's
crazy to
a
think
scary
that,
place
like,
to me, too.
Yeah. Same here. That's like a playground, dark playground.
Yeah, you stay awake.
Yeah, it's spooky. It is spooky. So anyways, the earliest version that traces to the urban legend was of November 22nd in 2008 mm-hmm. in Japan. So someone posted the instructions to 2Channel, and at first... It wasn't really presented as this big, elaborate, like paranormal game that we know of now. The title basically translated to "How to Go to Another World Using an Elevator."
What?
Yes. And I mean, as you can imagine,
I won't lie. I'd click on that shit.
I was gonna say, you're scrolling and you see that, I'd be like, I'm just curious. What are you talking about?
I'm like, yo, are we going back to the future or some shit?
Right. What's going on? Yeah. So the instructions are very similar to what people still share online today. And the rules are simple. One, you need a building with at least 10 floors.
Okay, that's fairly easy, I feel like.
Two, you have to be alone. Three, you have to visit specific floors in a specific order.
Mm-hmm.
And four, there is a warning about a woman entering the elevator.
Yo, I won't lie. This is giving me like Bloody Mary so bad that the skeptic in me is like, you should try this.
No, we're not.
And then the other side of me is like, absolutely not. Why would we ever take that risk?
No, don't ever. I would never do a ritual. But you know what's funny? I texted my brother. Hold on, I got to read the text because this shit cracked me up. So remember I was telling you, I'm like, there's a lot of rituals and internet shit that you do. So when I was younger, when we were kids, we used to like do a bunch of scary shit. Like we would just... if we were go camping, we would tell scary stories. At nighttime, we would watch scary videos. Like,
of course.
We would watch YouTube, like Nukes Top 5 type of shit, right? Like, and then we We would like turn off the light and we'd get like super spooky with it. We loved all that growing up. And so I texted him this. Remember when we were kids and we learned about the spooky game in the dark? It was some shit like you have to light a candle and go around the house with the lights off ringing a bell. He wrote me back, dude, what the fuck are you smoking? LOL. I'm at work and you text me some witchcraft shit.
Oh, God.
And he's like, I was like, yeah, but so do you remember? He's like, no, I don't. I blocked it off because I clearly got lost in the game. He's still there now. He's still there now.
His candle got blown out. Now he can't figure out where he is.
Yeah, he can't figure out where he is. No, but I thought that was so, like, this, it's like,
yeah, this
reading
is crazy.
These instructions, it reminded me of that game because I'm like, oh my God. And then it opened up. There's so many games that we're going to talk about in the Cop Mondays that you're going to be so spooked.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to be so spooked.
Just. So break it down.
So you do all of these.
What's the order, though?
Okay, so you do all of these, and if everything worked, you're supposedly reach another world, okay? So from there, the story started spreading. And around 2010, versions were appearing on Korean sites. And this is probably why so many people eventually started calling it a Korean ritual, right? Because it became incredibly popular there. So people started claiming that they had actually tried it. And eventually it made its way into creepypasta sites, Reddit, YouTube, basically everywhere, which also means now it's a huge part of the internet folklore. So every time somebody retells it, something kind of changes a little.
Okay.
So honestly, that still makes this ritual so freaking spooky because nobody can really tell you who supposedly discovered this or why the particular floors mattered. So let's get into now actually playing it, okay? So the first rule, like the important one, you have to do this alone. You need a building that's at least 10 stories tall.
Okay.
And an elevator that will take you all 10 floors. So you know how sometimes...
Yeah, they won't.
It's got to be 10 floors. Now remember, 10 floors. Nobody could be inside the elevator with you when you start. And if someone gets on at any point during the ritual, you have to stop. There's only one exception, and we'll get there. So, Tom, you have to walk into the elevator on floor one because you have to start at the first floor. Doors closed. Now you press four. Takes you to the fourth floor. Doors open, but you don't get out.
Okay.
Then two, back down to the second floor. Doors open. You don't get out. Six, same thing. Then two, at this point, how would you be feeling?
Honestly, I'd probably be annoyed, and I'd just be hoping that nobody else calls the elevator so that I can get through all this.
Okay. Nothing scary has really happened yet, right? Elevator's closing, opening, and whatever. You're just riding the elevator. Imagine it's 3 a.m. too. Why not? Let's just throw that in the wrench.
3 a.m. I'm really hoping this is one of those fast hydraulic elevators that's like fucking flying me to the floors.
So you're at the second floor, and now you press 10. The elevator takes you all the way to the 10th floor. You don't get out. You stay inside. Then your next floor is 5. And this is where the ritual changes. When you press 5, the doors are going to close. And the elevator is going to take you down. Now, when the doors open, there's a chance someone may not be standing there. But if you continued the game correctly, and according to the ritual, sometimes there'll be a young woman waiting on the 5th floor for you. She may step in the elevator with you. And remember how I said no one's allowed during the game except one exception. She is the exception.
Okay.
It's literally anyone else gets into the elevator during the ritual, you're supposed to stop. But if the woman gets on, you stay, you don't leave, and you don't stop the ritual. You let her stand there with you. You don't talk to her. You don't look at her. You don't even like.
What if she gets in the way of the buttons? What am I supposed to do? Excuse me, weird man. I'm supposed to keep on doing this shit, and I'm not supposed to talk to you, so I'm just talking out loud. But get the fuck out of my way. I want to finish this.
Can you press 3?
Clearly, I've done this right so far.
Yes, because now you're bothering me. Now you are bothering me, okay? So even if she speaks to you or asks you something, because apparently she could, you still are not supposed to answer, okay? Even if she's staring right at you, you just ignore her. So also imagine, like,
you know,
it's drilling in you.
She's, like, staring at me. I'm like,
My God.
Stop it.
Cut it out.
I'm married. I need to click the next floor.
Stop. I need to go to 3.
You're in the way of the buttons. Just click 3.
Okay, so remember earlier I said she's not a person, right? So who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
Who's waiting on the fifth floor?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah,
especially
why does she
if
get
she's
to
a
enter?
Her
yes.
with long hair.
Yeah, it's giving grudge, too. It's giving grudge.
Mm.
Yeah, it's giving grudge. For me, at least, it's giving grudge.
Okay.
So how are you also supposed to remain calm? But whatever. Nobody tells you. You're just supposed
honestly,
to follow the rules.
I don't know. I think I'd be like, should I just stop this? Should I just click a random button and like go out of order? Because now this lady's here and this is freaking me out. Or am I going to die if I click
a
random
your
button?
Your ADHD would
no,
have had you thinking.
Dude, my ADHD. And then all of a sudden, I'd realize, I'd be like, fuck, we've been on this floor for like 25 minutes already because I've yet to click the next button.
And the girl's like, dude, the lady next to you's like, just forget
questions.
It. Yeah,
she's
just forget
like,
it, dude. You're
are you
going to
click a button? I actually work here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ignore,
you're kind of cutting into,
ignore,
I work for tips, honey. Well, you're just supposed to follow the rules, right? But we're still not done. Because whether the woman gets on or not, you have one more button to press.
That's
you,
it?
You go to floor one. But this is a moment where you're going to find out if the elevator game actually worked. Because one of the two things that's supposed to happen is that the elevator, if the elevator starts going down, then that means you failed. But if you press floor one and the elevator starts going up, the ritual worked. So remember, you're on you're
mm-hmm.
on floor 5. You're going up to elevator 10. And according to...
Okay, yeah, question though.
Yeah.
What if my floor, what if my building has... Because you said I just need at least 10 floors. What if my building has like 27, 30, 40, 50
yeah,
floors?
Yeah, you just need 10 floors.
But is it going to stop at 10 still, or am I going to go all the way to the
It'll
top floor?
It'll stop at 10.
Okay, okay.
It'll stop at 10. Or it's going to take you all the way to this other world's 10th floor.
Okay.
Okay. So before the elevator passes the 9th floor, you supposedly can cancel everything and by pressing another floor if you want to like stop.
So I got that trick still.
Yeah,
can,
yeah.
I can
so
still
you
do
can
it.
Stop it.
So
you
if I start feeling it going up, I'm going, nope.
Yeah, Tom's like, bring me to floor 2.
All
I'm taking the stairs.
With my luck, it'll be like the elevators you get in and you click the button and the button lights up and then goes off. I'd be like, fuck.
Damn
they're,
it.
They're taking me.
With your ADHD, you're like, shit, I was thinking
like,
too much about
wait,
this. It's
I'm a firefighter.
Much.
I know how to do this. Pull emergency lever, it still keeps going up. I'd be like,
pull the lever, crunk.
Whip. Here we go.
Here we go. But once you pass 9, that's it. There's no going back.
Damn,
you're
so
committed.
Okay, maybe
are you
I
stopping
don't,
the elevator?
Maybe I don't want the hydraulic elevator, so I got a little bit of time to be like, floor 6.
7.
Floor 7.
8.
Okay, maybe. Nah, I gotta see. I just gotta see. I mean, I'm going up.
10?
Might as well. Oh, shit, I'm here. All of a sudden, everybody throws like poppers when the doors open. I'm like, oh shit, I won $1 million.
When you reach the 10th floor, I know Tom's getting so spooked, guys, because he is telling these stories.
I'm
and
trying
he's,
to
like,
make
trying
this better.
To make
but
it
I won't,
better.
Guys, this is the way that I see it in my head, right? Doors are going to open and it's no longer going to be a building. I just picture walking out and it's almost like Monsters, Inc. where I come out and I look behind and it's just a door and I can look around it and see past the door and there's nothing behind it. There's no building. There's not a box. It's just the doors to the elevator and a little button outside. And
oh my
I'm
God,
in this
like a
clouded
void?
Area.
Yeah.
I can't really see past my like ankles because everything's a foggy area.
Okay, that's spooky.
And that's all I keep picturing.
It's
dark,
giving Silent Hill, right?
Dark, yeah. Silent Hill, those dark, mysterious clouds with like a purple haze.
Yeah. And it's kind of like,
yes.
Yeah, that's so spooky. Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
And nobody. Nothing
and
to
nobody,
see.
Nobody, nothing to see.
Except for the girl that's still on the elevator. And I'm going to be like, so you getting off with me? Or?
So when you get to the level 10, right? To level 10 to floor 10 she is will stay in the elevator with you, but she may ask you where are you going and you're still not supposed to answer her.
Oh,
okay. You just don't talk to her.
I'd look
at her
and be like, bitches, if I'm supposed to know, you're the one that does this shit. Have you never gotten off all the times you've done this?
So supposedly now you're no longer in your world. At first it doesn't look all that different.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, because you're kind of standing in this new world that nobody else is there.
Okay.
You're completely alone. And what you're supposedly supposed supposedly supposedly supposed to see. Mm-hmm. As you look through a window, you'll see nothing outside except a red light and a red cross glowing in the distance. Oh, hell no.
This rendering of this image is terrifying. And to be honest, it's kind of what I pictured to an extent.
Just not red, more like purpley-y. Yeah,
but this makes it even worse, I'll be honest. This makes it even worse. Yeah, it
makes it even worse. And you're the only person there.
I'm sorry.
It's giving upside down with like a red, the upside down from Stranger Things, but obviously without the animals.
Well, actually, I have seen that once.
But not with all like the animals, but think of like Silent Hill. Literally, Silent Hill is what makes me think of the other world.
Yo, somebody start playing my fucking song. Yo, somebody play the damn song.
If only knew, make a deal with God. Yeah, no, but seriously, so imagine you're there.
I hear it. Come back, come back. All of a sudden, it's like doors closed. Fuck!
So others say that your phone doesn't work either. So it's literally just your world, just
nothing there. Apple Maps aren't showing where I am.
So the legend and the ritual doesn't really explain what this place is.
Okay.
The hell, afterlife, or the other world. Has anybody
explored it?
They have.
Oh, great.
Okay. So, but before I get there, one of the questions that I had after this, I'm like, okay, like, let's say I want to come back. So what now?
Well, I assumed you were going to get there.
Yeah.
But I'm also still picturing this elevator still here behind me.
Yes. So from what I was seeing, you have to do the same thing that you did to pretty much get back down. So you have to do the exact same sequence again, 4, 2, 6, back to 2, up to 10, so then down to 5.
When I get back on the elevator, is it going to still have all the same floors? If I explore away, is the door going to disappear?
Well, you have to make sure you don't lose the door.
Okay. That's great. Can I take string with me on like a big spool?
Well, I mean, if you're planning on doing the ritual, these are things you can do yourself.
I know.
Is bring it with you thing. And see. I don't know here's if anybody.
The thing. I'm the type of person. If
anybody's tried this ritual and like try with the spool, let us know.
I would want to do this
poltergeist.
Only one time and be able to do it and be like, cool, did it. Get back the fuck on the elevator. Please just take me the fuck back.
Well,
take
also, you got to think about it. Somebody would have to stay in the somebody would have to go with you and stay in the elevator to hold the spool.
No. I would tie it on to something. I would choose an elevator that has one of those little... Almost all the elevators have the railings.
You are literally planning this shit to the T because I didn't even think about elevators with railings.
No, I am thinking through everything. I'd even have it tied... tied to the emergency button or the bell or something. I'd have it jerry-rigged.
Where's it going to go if now you're in the after? This is the hotel of the afterworld. Okay,
yes, I get it. We don't know exactly where it is.
Hypotheticals is a theory.
But I'm telling you, I would walk away with the spool and I'd pull it. That way, if I don't see the elevator, I'd make sure something's jerry-rigged where it's pushing on the bell button.
I gotcha.
Because if anyone's ever pushed the bell button, it doesn't call anyone. It just makes a loud noise. It goes zing and rings a bell. I would do that. That way, then I can find my way back still. That's how I'm thinking.
Okay.
And I'd follow my spool back.
Okay. All right. Okay. If anybody out there has tried that, please let us know. Because we won't be trying it. I doubt anyone's
thought that because that's only something my mind would have thought of.
So according to the ritual, the elevator may try to do the exact same thing it did before. That instead of taking you to the first floor, it may start going back to 10. But this time, you're not supposed to let it. You have to press another floor, any button to not stop go it. Up there to stop it. Yeah, before you reach the 10th floor, okay?
Elevator doors open again. Fuck!
If everything works, the elevator should eventually bring you back down to the first floor. But even then, you're not supposed to immediately assume you're home. Because when the doors open, you're supposed to look around carefully. Make sure everything looks the same, normal, people are there, you know, there's a business.
Security guard the same working way. The front doors like.
Right, like whatever.
Why were you running the elevator so much?
Because it says like if anything seems even slightly wrong, you're not supposed to get out at all. You stay inside the elevator and do the process again.
Yo, I'd be so skeptical that I'd be like doing this process like 17 times in a row to make sure that I was actually where I should be.
Well, you know what's crazy too is that later versions of the game, the ritual, what is it? They started adding more warnings because people were claiming that they became dizzy and disoriented when they're in the other world. And so you may have like trouble finding the elevator or something. Or some people have said that they've lost consciousness. So you might wake up back in your own home, but you're still not even sure how you got there.
Nah.
Yeah. It's this like, is, yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all and wild. So,
yeah. I know. Honestly, seriously, because I was reading some shit online. that we're going to talk about.
Oh, great.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Tell me some more, because I'm really needing some more information.
So I went online and I was like, man, there's got to be stories out here of people
like
who have tried
it. What they found, what they saw.
Yes, exactly. Now, like I said, we for most likely will never do it. So if anybody
not
ever
most likely,
does
we're
it,
not.
We're never doing it. Yes, exactly. Okay. One person on Reddit said that they had attempted it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
They tried it at midnight and again around 3 a.m. and they were alone and in a building with enough floors. They followed the correct sequence and every single time nothing happened. They basically just spent the night riding the elevator for fun.
Damn.
Up and down, right?
That sounds annoying as hell.
Yes, which I'm like, okay, all right. Obviously, out of all, you're going to see people that have tried it and, you know, there's even people. I think it is Barbara who told me that she went to the Stanley Hotel and, oh my God, am I butchering the story? Jeez. But she went to the Stanley Hotel and she tried everything she could to try to get like a paranormal something to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. And she was like, boo.
So I went to the Stanley Hotel, Barbara, and in the fish tank, I believe it's in the bar downstairs, if there is a bar downstairs. I just remember it was downstairs, I think. A fish randomly died like while we were staying next to the fish tank. I didn't say anything. And then this girl next to me says something to one of the tour guides, and then he opens a door to one of their spookier hallways and was like, since you let us know about it and we're able to like take care of it, I'm gonna take you down one of the spookier hallways. I looked at my
dad. Why the fuck would they do that?
And
because it's the Stanley Hotel.
And I looked at my dad and I was like, why the hell did I not say anything? And he was like, I don't know, but now look. And it was literally her and her mom got to, like, go down this spooky-ass hallway.
Yo, what?
I was so upset.
I would have been so upset, too.
I
would have been
so
like,
upset.
Sir, I saw it, too.
No, I was so mad. I literally looked at Dad because Val was with us. I looked at both of them. I was like, what the hell?
Why
didn't we say anything? I saw that fish.
That's why
was
it doesn't
dead.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to say something sometimes. It doesn't hurt to say something. No, that's true. Oh God, yeah. That's actually really cool though.
The hotel is awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely
no, I can
stunning.
Imagine, especially the architecture. Ugh.
All right.
Okay. Let me
say, what the hell?
Let me tell you something. Next.
Yeah. Tell me accounts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In 2020, someone posted in this subreddit specifically dedicated to paranormal rituals. It's called Reddit/ThreeKings, saying that they had been trying to complete the elevator game. So apparently, it took them several attempts because the other people kept getting on the elevator and interrupting the sequence.
That's gotta suck.
And eventually, they finally made it all the way to the fifth floor alone. When the doors opened, someone stepped inside, except it wasn't a woman. It was a man.
Mm-hmm.
So OP, now remember in Reddit,
yes,
when you say OP,
original
it's original poster.
Poster.
So it's who was writing the story. OP had said that he wasn't aggressive and the man didn't say anything, that he just got into the elevator and turned towards him and just stared at him the entire ride. He kept watching their body facing the elevator doors, right? He's like, I'm not supposed to look or whatever. And the man was standing off to their left. But according to them, this strange man's entire body was turned directly towards them, watching them.
Yo.
Yes.
Hell no. Nah.
And remember, he's playing this game. He's playing the ritual.
I won't lie.
Right now.
I think I'd rather the woman show up instead of this
guy,
because I'd
yes.
be like, great.
I'd choose a bear over a man any
yes.
day. Yeah, literally, exactly. They've specifically been warned that someone's going to enter, right, in the ritual on the fifth floor, and that you're not supposed to look at them. So OP doesn't do that at all. So whether this was paranormal or literally just some guy using an elevator, I would have also panicked because I'm opening it up to, like, also just think about it, guys. You're in the elevator. You don't know what's going to show up at this
yeah.
short of a distance in front of you that, like, my heart would be pounding. And then if it opens up and I see somebody, oh my God, I'd be hyperventilating. I'd be like, never mind. I'd like to get off at 2. Thanks. Like, no, thank you. Anyways, after the man comes into the elevator, they continue to the 10th floor. And when the doors open and OP stepped out, the man didn't follow. He didn't call either. He didn't say anything.
Hmm.
But Opie claimed that they could still feel him turn.
Staring?
Yes, as they left and continued watching them. So they got super freaked out enough that they barely explored anything when they left the 10th floor. They just turned around, literally found the elevator and left. Because like that experience was so spooky that they're like, I just need to get the fuck out of here. Like, damn. I need to get, yes. And
well, what did they see?
So people had responded in the comments and Opie had said that they felt like a really heavy presence on their chest that made them like want to puke at like what the ritual, what everything was happening. And they got to the 10th floor. I didn't see anything that they talked about, like what they saw because they were so panicked, but that when they got back into the elevator and they were going backwards, that the pressure would like relieve off of them. So they were like, it was really spooky.
Okay. Now I guess my other question is, this person still on the elevator when they get back on?
I would assume so, but I don't know.
So then does this person get off on the fifth floor? Or does another person get on the fifth floor? Then all of a sudden you're like,
damn.
Fuck, there's two of you.
Yeah. Well, you could get off, remember? If you get off, then you have to start the ritual over again. So if you're on the fifth floor, then you got to pass.
But the thing is, remember, you don't know if you're home yet. So why am I going to get off when I'm trying to get back?
Well, that's why you got to look out and see if anything looks normal and like if there's people. But
remember, you're supposed to do the whole thing backwards.
Right.
And then click another button and make sure you get down to one.
So then you probably have to go back in to go back up to go back out.
Exactly. So why am I going to get off and take the risk of passing out or having something happen to me?
Honestly, if anybody's listening to this episode and hearing us try to like fucking dissect this,
like that's the
logistics
thing.
I'll be honest. Cracking me up right now.
This is just my brutal opinion.
Gonna want to try it. They're like, this, yeah, any, Tom makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. And this is just my opinion. Anyone that's done it hasn't thought through all these scenarios to think, what am I going to do if X happens? What am I going to do if this happens?
I think they're just waiting to see if it's even true or not.
I get it.
Right. But you're like,
rather
if we
go
going
into
in.
Everything with it being true and knowing. Right. All right, if I get out and I see the friendly abdominal snowman and he's got snow cones,
right.
And I'm going to take one, or am I going to get back on the elevator?
Okay. No, I mean, baby, I'm with you on this one because we never doing this. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. But I found this other account, okay, that was spooky as all hell because this person didn't even finish the elevator game. Like, that's how spooked they got.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
It was just Buddha.
I know, but, like, the noise.
He had a
right
cough.
Now.
Be nice to him.
So in 2019, a Reddit user named Black_Winter posted in the same Three Kings community saying that they had gone to a friend's apartment building and decided to mess around with the ritual. So the building had an old elevator. Now, the elevator was one of those older ones that, like, you get into the elevator and there's not an elevator door that comes with the elevator. So you go through each floor. Yeah. So, like, obviously, if you touch the wall and the...
You'll hurt
elevator,
your hand.
Yeah, the elevator is moving. You're going to fuck your hand up. So the only doors is like when you get to the floor, then each door has their own door to the elevator. Okay. And so you can see the floors changing. Now, OP said that the weather outside was gloomy and raining and that their friend eventually went back to their apartment, leaving them alone. But instead of performing the complete elevator game, they only entered the elevator and tried part of the floor sequence, trying to like test it out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't reach the other world and nobody entered the fifth floor. So eventually they ended up leaving the building. And OP ended up saying that about 10 meters away from the apartment, something grabbed their backpack from behind. So when they described it as like a feeling like somebody had actually grabbed and like pulled them backwards, and it was hard enough that OP said it briefly stopped them. So when they turned around to be like, yo, somebody obviously just pulled my backpack, nobody was there. Their friend wasn't there either.
Nah, yeah. I'm swinging at the air.
Yeah. The closest person they could see was someone like that was further away sitting on a bench. So they kept
just casually waving.
Yeah. So OP keeps walking and it happens again.
Yo.
Yes. Another pull on their backpack. And this one was even weaker, but still no one was behind them.
It's because they were trying to get her back on the elevator.
Like
to back, finish
yeah,
the
like
sequence.
Come back. Yeah. Isn't that creepy? That's so spooky, man. So they also claim that immediately after leaving the elevator that they did feel dizzy. And at one point, for several seconds, the normal day-to-day sounds like traffic and cars kind of went silent. So they were like, I don't know, like, am I in the world or am I not? Like, I'm like touch and go. It's like, who knows? It's Silent Hill.
This is where my mind goes. All right.
Tom's like, but did you bring a spool?
No. Not the spool. My question.
What's your question?
Would be, I don't even know. It just. How many do we know? And I don't even know how we even know, but are there any accounts that we have of somebody maybe doing this and then never coming back?
You know what? I didn't scour the internet like that, like looking through Reddit that far yet, but I'm gonna.
I'm literally just gonna do a really quick search.
Wait, no, don't. Actually, don't. Because we're researching this story right now. We haven't even finished yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just in case.
Okay.
All right, just wait, sir. Jeez. Like, it will get, sorry, like,
I
you
just
know,
want to know.
We'll scour, like, the internet.
Did people
we'll
come
scour
back?
The internet. Okay.
Like, come on.
So, like, as you can imagine, we could give a bunch of skeptical reasons as
to
what could have happened and all that, right?
I'm not a skeptic right now, guys. I'm not. I'm sorry.
I think you are skeptic, though, because you're coming into it super logically.
I'm trying to come in with it logically so that I can.
Yeah.
Like, there's no logic to this.
Yeah, you gotta try this or do that. Yeah, yeah. You're at the mercy of the game. Yeah.
That's what people have said. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. How do I protect myself as this is happening?
Right.
If it does turn out to be real, I also need to protect myself. Mm-hmm. The fact that I'm saying if it turns out to be real and I'm even coming up with the logical answers, like Bloody Mary, I'd fucking do it right now. I ain't scared. I ain't scared.
You're like bloody. Like,
yeah, she my G. But this, there's not a way to, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need backups.
So what I'm hearing is maybe we shouldn't play games that supposedly open doors to other dimensions.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe why? Yeah.
Why have a seance and a freaking Toys R Us?
If you guys didn't listen to the haunted Toys R Us episode to this one, go back and listen to it. Very spooky. But, well, yeah, like, again, maybe we shouldn't be playing these games. But there's just one last thing I have to tell you.
Okay.
Because years after the elevator game began circulating online, it became connected to one of the creepiest elevator videos the internet has ever seen.
Hold on, there's a video?
The woman in that video was Elisa Lam.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of her?
Nope.
Okay. So before we end this episode, because we're ending it here.
Oh.
You're going to have to listen to the next episode. You're going to have to wait. For the next episode, so you know what I'm talking about.
This is like a two-parter?
Kind of, but not really.
Yo! I was hoping I'd get to watch a video right now.
There's one more reason the elevator game became even more famous online than it was at the time. It was because in 2013, a 21-year-old woman named Elisa Lam was staying at the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles.
Yo, no, the Cecil Hotel is like super spooky.
At one point during her stay, security footage captured her alone inside one of the hotel elevators, and the video is really unsettling, okay? You see Elisa pressing multiple buttons, stepping in and out of the elevator, looking down the hallway, pointing, hiding against the elevator doors, and also as if she's waiting for someone. Then she steps back outside. She starts making strange movements with her hands, and throughout the entire video, you never see anyone else. But when the footage was released after Elisa disappeared, it went viral. And eventually, people online started asking, was Elisa Lam playing the elevator game?
That now makes me think there's a video that's more recent that went viral.
Which one?
Of a girl.
You're talking about the girl that she was running down the hallway because she thought somebody was chasing her in the hotel that she was staying at?
And then she got into the elevator and everything, never came back.
Maybe she was playing the elevator game.
Yes.
No, I don't think she was. But then did you see the follow-up?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
Of the security guy?
Yeah, and he went into their room and the room was like fucking ransacked.
Yeah, they left like all... Dude, I'm going to try to find the video.
She never came back for anything.
Yeah, I'm getting chills thinking about it. And then remember he looked at the camera and in the camera around the same time he saw Shadow.
And then the rock randomly flew out and he was like, that's a rock.
That's literally like...
He was like, those are rocks in a bowl.
That can't fall out. Spooky, man. That was so spooky. Yes.
Really weird. It's like she acting like she's running from something or hiding from something. But there's literally nobody else in the frame. Like she tweaking.
Man, it is weird.
And the elevator door is not even closing. Like she playing hide and seek or something. Went back and was looking at the video of that girl from the other day, right? Because I'm thinking maybe somebody must be following her because I found that thing in the bathroom. Like, you know, it makes sense that somebody's probably following her. Because not just any person is going to have that tool. I mean, that tool is for getting inside of rooms. So just keep watching the screen right here, man. I saw something that just... Because I'm thinking somebody's following her.
Watch, let me fast forward. Watch this.
Watch. That's just the housekeeper down there. See? Right there. Right there. See? Right there. Right there.
I don't know what that was.
This is crazy. What? How do y'all explain that? Somebody explain that to me. And y'all think that's crazy. Watch, keep watching. Keep watching, like, right by that door right there, by that table. Keep watching right over by there. Whole time I'm thinking somebody following her. So we trying to watch the... We trying to go over the film and just keep watching. Look. My hand is shaking. Right there.
What is that?
What the heck? Bro, that's a rock from that table right there. Those are stones and those look in bowls right there by that table. And that one of them stones just fell on the floor.
And there's no way that should happen because there's no wind in there.
Wind ain't even gonna do that though. This is crazy, yo.
I don't know.
Somebody explain this to me.
So this connection and this theory came from people online after seeing the footage. But the elevator video is only the beginning of Elisa's story because Elisa disappeared. And what happened next would turn her case into one of the biggest internet mysteries of the 2010s.
That's crazy.
So next week, we are going to the Cecil Hotel and we're talking about Elisa Lam.
Guys, I am so excited because I don't know if anyone knows any information about the Cecil Hotel. I don't know enough. But I do know it is extremely haunted because
there's a lot of history with the Cecil Hotel.
Go down deep dives. Supposedly, isn't that the hotel with the water tanks on the water tower tanks?
Yeah, it's got the top and then the red brick on the sides.
And edit this out if it's something you're going to cover.
Oh, it's okay.
Wasn't there a body found in one of those tanks?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just wait. It's like Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker serial killer, stayed there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of people have died. No, there's, a lot of people have overdosed.
And isn't there an apartment complex, like, right across? Because there's a person that I followed on TikTok for a while. Okay. They were constantly, especially during COVID, constantly posting videos of random eerie-ass shit happening at that hotel.
They were staying there?
No, they were staying across from it.
Oh, across from it?
I don't
know.
And they were filming at it. And then even there was one day that there was randomly, looked like FBI agents on the roof.
Yeah.
Looking in the water tanks.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Absolutely insane.
That's crazy. Yo, yeah, we're going to learn a lot next week.
Oh, man.
We're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn about Elisa Lam's story.
Yo.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, as you can tell, that is our spooky episode for today, everybody. Stay tuned for next week because we're going to be going to Los Angeles. We're going to be talking the Cecil Hotel and we will be talking Elisa Lam. And that is today's spooky episode, friends. I hope you got spooked. And if you know more about today, you know, let me know. And honestly, if anybody's ever done the elevator ritual, let us know. Tom is so like, he's like, I think I want to do a sinister episode next.
Yo, I'm shit.
Get tagged along for the ride, baby. Thank you for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know more about today's episode or caught a detail we might have missed, let us know. I am not a robot.
And if you got a story that's strange, sinister, or downright spooky, please send it our way. Doesn't matter how small you may think it is. Send it our way. You can email us at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or head over to macabremondays.com and submit your story. Yours just might be featured in an upcoming listener episode.
Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another sinister, strange, and spooky episode.
Stay tuned. At the Cecil Hotel.
Stay tuned for another mystery because it's just around the corner. But until then, stay curious and stay safe, friends.
Guys, I won't lie. I'm so upset that I gotta wait.
I know you have to wait.
Deuces.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.